Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, broadcasting live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Studios. And our show is presented by Regal Realty Group. Hey, check out Jared Stillman, Derek Mason, and our next guest, Chris Sanders, at Twin Peaks in Cool Springs this Sunday from 9:30 to 11:30. It's NFL pregame. They'll break down the Titans' Week 11 matchup against the Jags and give you the latest updates before the game. NFL pregame is presented by Parman Tractor and Equipment and the Beast Unleashed. Let's say hello to Chris Sanders, who joins us now. Hello, Chris. Good morning, sir.
Man, how y'all doing? First, when I started the show off, man, I want to say, man, I love this show. I love what you guys are doing. Big Joe, I'm so proud of the man that you are. And Chase, man, I just love the material that you guys are bringing on the show. Absolutely outstanding.
Well, thank you. That was very nice.
Yeah. That's
a good
nice
way to start.
Can I have my $5?
Yeah, it's in the mail. I'll get it to you. I'll get it to you right away.
Who do you guys got tonight?
Man, we got McCauley, man. Great team. They beat us pretty bad the first time, but, you know, we're going to try to go out there and do some things.
Is that that's on the road, correct?
Yeah, it's on the road. We go to Chattanooga, man. It's where I get a lot of my sleep done on the bus, so we go there and go try to do the thing.
Hey, man, like they say, any given Friday.
Any given Friday. Come on, man. Come on, coach.
You got it, man.
Any given Friday. Let's go.
He knows. He knows for sure. Chris.
Hey, one second. You remember, Jig Joe, you remember the little video you did when you was running around on the track and acting like you was a kicker? Remember that?
Yeah, we did that. Oh, like, yeah. Chase was there like 9 years ago.
That might have been the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I wish I could find that.
That was good times.
I got it.
Oh, you have? Okay, I need it. I need to see it because that stuff was hilarious.
Chase was trying to be a long snapper, and he either launched it 40 yards over our head or hit himself in the crotch.
It was so funny, man.
Can't remember.
I did hit myself.
It was fun.
First time I did it, I went straight up and just right in the wrong spot. For sure. Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver, is with us. So this is they're all big at this point for the Tennessee Titans, but they head down to Jacksonville, only their second division game of the season. And really, I mean, a win in Jacksonville can turn some things around. I don't really believe it's going to happen, but what do you believe the discussion has been in that locker room now? You know, 1 week removed, Will Levis officially the starter. Mm-hmm. Tannehill is likely going to be the backup. He was the third. But going down to Jacksonville, a big road test for him.
You know, I mean, it's a must win. I mean, not just for morale. I mean, this is a conference game that you have to win. I mean, because the thing about it is, if you want to get back in the playoff race, I know everybody's kind of counting the Tennessee Titans out, but you got to make sure you win your divisional games. And if you win your divisional games, then you can get right back in it. Because if you look at the whole situation that's going on now, they still got to play Jacksonville twice. They got to play the Texans twice, and you got to play Indy twice. So if they can go down there on the road and get a win, I think it can turn some things around and create some good morale.
How much do you think the team, the guys in the locker room, have discussed that they haven't had a road win in over a year?
I mean, it's kind of tough. I mean, I know a lot of times they talk about it when they're getting interviewed, but a lot of guys really don't talk about it. They talk about what they need to do better. And if you look at the same stuff that everybody's saying, everybody's saying the same thing. We got to execute. It's kind of, we got to do this. We got to do that. We got to, you know, not make penalties. We can't give up the explosive plays. We got to be better on the offensive line. It's kind of like putting on the same record, but you're consistently hearing the same song, and that's what we keep hearing every week. The same song is, we got to protect. We got to protect Levis. We can't give up the explosive plays. You know, receivers are not catching the ball. The tight ends are not doing what they're supposed to do. But they just got to figure this thing out quick and put together a complete game. If they can put together a complete game, then I think they can do some things. They got the talent, Chase and Joe. They got the talent. The defense is not playing up to their capabilities. They got a couple of receivers that can make some plays. They got a quarterback that sits in the pocket with confidence. So if they can just put it all together, I think they can try to turn this thing around.
You know, Chris, one of the things that Chase and I talked about on Monday was the lack, what we saw, at least we thought, of perceived effort on Sunday from the Titans. This is like they're just so uninspired.
Right.
Take me back to when you played, you know, your first year, 95, 96, when, you know, if you were uninspired, would a veteran call you out? Did it happen? I mean, how did that whole process work?
Let me give you an example. Les Steggle, he was in the, I think he was a Navy SEAL. So you know that they're intense.
Yeah.
So I remember we were playing the Buffalo Bills, and we weren't going to the playoffs. It's snowing, and I'm just ready to go home and watch Judge Judy or Judge Joe Brown. I'm like, I'm ready to get up out of here. So So, Coach Steckel, he took his pride in blocking as a receiver. You catch the ball, you do those all those things, but you took pride in it. So me being Mr. Cool Guy, I'm not blocking on the play. So he calls me down, and I wasn't giving any effort. I mean, it was snowing and everything. So, I mean, zero effort. I'm like, man, y'all going to do that. I'm about to, you know, whatever. So I get a phone call on the sidelines. I never get a call. I'm like, hey, who is
Mom?
That? Maybe it's Mom, cousin, Uncle Bud,
hey,
you know, Uncle Rico, whoever it is. So all of a sudden it's Les Steckel. He said, listen here. That's all he said. He said, listen here, son. If you don't give me the effort and you don't block, I'm going to come out there and take you out. And that's the expectation that we had. So after that, there was no, okay, I'm loafing on a place, because there was the expectation that didn't want to let down my coach. Now, you know, fast forward into the Tennessee Titans, I went back and looked at the game. I don't ever want to, you know, attack a man's character, but there's just a couple of plays that there was no full effort. And the one where there was a screen to White. Usually a defense that has confidence, they're going to pursue the ball and tackle him. There was just other guys just waiting for somebody else to make the play. And I think that that's what it is. And I think that, you know, as a coach, I'm just going to challenge them. I'm not going to demeanor their character. I'm going to say, listen, big dog, let's just get the effort done and make it right.
So, all right, who's to blame for that? Do you blame Vrabel for this? Do you blame the play? I want to blame everybody.
Yeah. The mascot?
Yeah, might as well. You know?
No, I think you can't, as a coach, you can demand that they get it done. Because here's the thing. We always talk about we want people to buy in. That's a crock of nothing. When you have a person buy in, they're just saying, I do it because I have to. When you have a person that trusts in it, they do it because they trust the process. If a person trusts in completely, you ain't got to ask me to block. You ain't got to ask me to go over the middle and catch the pass. You ain't got to ask me to pursue somebody and go to the other field, because I trust the process. So I'm not saying that they're loafing. I'm never going to judge a man's character, but there's some things that they can get better.
You know who always gave great effort was Dave Craig. He always gave.
Dave Craig. He looked, first of all, he looked gross in his uniform. I mean, we got to start with there. I mean, he had the one bar face mask. He had every pad in. Shoulder pads were awful. Let's just start right there. Let's don't even get to effort. Let's just talk about you looking. Okay, I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna be good, man.
All right. Yeah. Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver, is with us. We've yes. been talking about the offensive line.
Sure.
You know, all year. What's kind of your, I guess, quick take on Dylan Radins and playing on the left side, and specifically if they put him at left tackle?
You know, it's tough, and you know, it's I know a little bit about offensive line, and so I went and talked to Brad Hopkins. I said, Brad, you know, what are they doing different? What are you seeing, you know, that the Titans need to do overall, and also Dillard? He said the one thing that they need to do, they need to know each other. And also, when you're doing a zone blocking scheme, you're protecting a gap, not blocking a person. So if a linebacker mugs the gap, the guard and the tackle, they alert each other. They communicate and say, you know what? Okay, let's protect our gap. If you look at the situation that happened with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Dillard was on that side. The linebacker White was mugging the gap, and he blitzes, and now he sacks the quarterback because there's no communication. So what I'm saying is, sometimes it's not about just the technique. It's about guys, you know, being on the same page. Because Brad Hopkins told me, he said, listen, if we know that situation is going to happen, Bruce Matthews knew what I was going to do. I didn't have to say anything because they played together so long. If you look at the situation now, I know Dylan struggles with technique, but I think it's more of them not communicating with each other.
Well, it's certainly going to be an interesting one this Sunday in Jacksonville.
Golly. They got some grown men they're going against.
Yeah, they are. Chris, good luck tonight against McCauley, to you and your guys out there, and we will talk next week. Or actually, we won't
appreciate
talk next
it.
Week. So have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, love you guys. Appreciate it, guys.
You too, Chris. Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver, joining us here on the program. He does so every Friday at 9:30. Won't next week. We will not have a show next week.
I think it's fantastic that he is a high school football coach and those kids at NBA love him, and he gets to teach and coach and inspire. We need more Chris Sanders coaching. We got a lot of great coaches around here, but he's fantastic.
And he's been doing it a long time.
Yeah, we got one coming up at 10 o'clock. We'll talk to Riverdale head football coach Will Kreisky. Is going to join us. Battle of the Borough tonight. There's going to be 15,000-20,000 people. Well, I'm probably exaggerating. But there's going to be a lot of people at this football game in Murfreesboro tonight, round three of the playoffs, so we'll talk to Coach then. But there's something that's been chafing you since last night.
Oh, it is. We were going to talk about this Carissa Thompson situation and what she said on the Pardon My Take podcast. We will get into that, plus more of your calls and texts on the Titans announcement. There's some pretty good ones coming in on our text line. We'll do all that next. On Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.